to the Trevor Turnbull Show, where you'll hear vulnerable, honest stories that will inspire you to embrace your mess and live your best life. Welcome to this episode, everyone. You got me again on another solo episode. I was actually thinking about what should I talk about on this episode a couple of days ago. And then I went off to a trip. I went to Edmonton yesterday and got back this morning. It was like an 18-hour trip, which was my first flight in over 2 years, 2.5 years. And it just hit me. That was one piece, actually, that hit me. And then the other one was a conversation that I had a few days ago, which I'll share more about here in a second. But what I want to talk about here today is something that I've created and have had a lot of support along the way to co-create. And it's what I call the 12 dimensions of life. So I'll dig into the details of what exactly that is and why it's important to me and why I want to share it with you and why I honestly believe that it is the answer to unlock that desire that we all have inside, which is, how do I actually get it all? How do I have everything that I desire in life? Because when we look at the spectrum of what makes up our life, at least when I do, there's a lot of pieces to it. And it can seem overwhelming at times where, you know, just speaking from the entrepreneurship standpoint, you know, when you dive in and you make the decision at some point to no longer be an employee or have a job, and you say, I'm going to control my own destiny, there is an element of financial freedom that comes to mind. There is an element of impact and influence and finances and all of that kind of stuff that really comes up. But a lot of times, and I've been victim to this as well, and I say victim meaning I created this, we get so consumed by the business and by the impact and the influence that we want to create that other parts of our life end up suffering, whether it's our health or our fitness or our families or our relationship, our mindfulness, all of these different things. And quite frankly, I was about 6 to 8 months ago really struggling with this and just hitting a point where I thought, man, there's got to be more to this. There's got to be more. And I just don't think that I've got the answers right now. So I'm going to go and seek out those answers. And it brought me down quite a journey. And that's what I'm going to speak about here today, as well as going into the details of what these 12 dimensions of life are. So on that note, and I'm just going to take a peek at my notes here because I've got a handful of things that I want to make sure that I express in this episode. So number one is, before I even turned this recording on to drop this episode, I slowed down. Now, that might not sound like a big deal to you, but to me, it actually is, because I've been so hardwired over the years, even till this moment, like 10 minutes before I started recording this, to just default to action, to just move. And we use the word hustle in the entrepreneur world, right? I'm just going to hustle my way. I'm going to go find the next strategy, find the next tactic, keep moving. And quite frankly, like, that works. It does, to create success as defined by the entrepreneur world, like growing businesses. You know, I've exited out of a business that I grew to the point where it will be close to a 7-figure exit for me once it all, you know, becomes liquid. But what did I have to sacrifice along the way in order to get there? That was the thing that I was questioning of, do I want to keep doing this? Do I want to keep pushing that snowball up the hill? Or can I just like push it down and let it just roll on its own and go with the flow? And I grounded myself before recording this with a audio recording that Danielle Grant created for Mike Prince and I before our Extremely Conscious retreat, which was a couple of weeks ago now. So Danielle, I had no idea she was going to do this, but she ended up creating this like 14-minute audio recording for us to play for all the guys as we were just getting started on our weekend on the Friday night. And I had only listened to about 6 minutes of it before I played it for everybody else. So the latter part of it was all brand new to me as well. But basically what she was doing was speaking directly to our souls. Yes, she was speaking to a group of men that had shown up at a retreat for a weekend of fun and reflection and deep conversation, but she really was speaking to our souls, to our higher selves, to the people that showed up there for a reason. Everybody had their own reason for being there. But ultimately, it was because everybody is seeking this higher self that already exists inside. Yet we as humans, we as men, don't believe it sometimes, or we feel like we need to stand up and posture and show the world how successful we are at one thing while something else in our life is literally crumbling before our eyes, but we don't address it. We don't say it out loud. We don't ask for support. We don't, you know, really just be honest and truthful. So the grounding was incredible. And I just thought, you know what, I'm going to go back to that. I'm going to listen to that again and ground myself in this conversation as to what this 12 dimensions of life actually means to me. Because I'll be honest, I've kind of let it slip in the weeks since the retreat. That's the honest truth. And I'm going to explain what I mean about that when I go through all of these. And I'll also say this too. So in having Danielle as a friend and as a colleague and now a partner, we also run a collective that we call the Source Collective. So the Source Network is the platform that we've built. There's a video series that we've created called the Higher Self Video Series, where anybody that is just vibing with what we're putting out into the world and they're saying, I don't know what it is about these two and the people that they're surrounded by, but there's an energy, there's a vibe that's happening there, and I want to understand it better. And it scares me, quite honestly. That's what most people say is like, I really like this, but I don't even know what the heck you created here. And it kind of scares me. I don't even know if I want to open that door. But we created the video series for that exact purpose, is to allow a person to really consume some higher wisdom, to challenge their beliefs, to get them to reflect, to really think deeply about their current reality and that future dream life, that dream reality, that perfect day, and how they can move towards that and know that it's totally available to them. It's available to every single person, every one of you that is listening to this right now. So I encourage you to go and check that out. But back to Danielle. So in having Danielle as a friend and a colleague and a partner and all of these things, what I've witnessed her step into, and it hasn't just been in the last 6 months, it was, you know, the year before that even too, where Danielle was really starting to lean into her true calling. And that is as a spiritual guide and many, many other labels and identities that the world wants to put on us. But truth is that I've just witnessed Danielle just authentically and vulnerably leap into her truth. And I've seen the pain that's come with it. I've seen the uncomfortableness that's come with it. In fact, every time we have a call where she calls me up, and I say that very clearly, she's not calling me out, she's calling me up, that uncomfortableness and that pain, it shows up in her world and in mine too. And for her, it shows up as sleepless nights and sweaty pits and you know what I mean? It's just, it's physical. There's a physical reaction to it of like, man, it's time to have a real conversation here. And she called me up the other day, and it was around this idea of the 12 dimensions of life. And most notably, it was, this was something that I did a deep dive on and researched about 6 to 8 months ago. And let me give a little bit of context, because you know, I did a lot of research when it came to like, can I have it all? What's the formula here? Where do I go? What do I turn to? Who has the answers? What program can I join? Is there a mastermind that I can get involved in? All of these different things. And I found a lot of really great stuff. I really did, you know, like Lifebook, which has now been acquired by Mindvalley. So it's under the Mindvalley umbrella, was certainly a program, a course with some materials and some reflection pieces that helped me on this journey. And in fact, they have 12 spokes of life, I believe they call it, that kind of, in, you know, embody these different areas of life. And I remember going through the exercises with Lifebook and thinking, yeah, this is really good, but that one doesn't feel quite aligned. And you know what? This is missing. So maybe I can kind of mash it up and create my own version of this 12 dimensions of life, which is what it ultimately evolved to. And that wasn't the only thing too. Over the last couple of years, I've really dove into defining values, right? You actually see it on the wall back there. I have three words that I've established as the foundation or the values attached to my podcast and my commitment to why I'm doing the podcast, this podcast. And that is to be grateful and to be curious and to be brave. And then I even think of the value statement that I created like 8 years ago, 9 years ago, when I went to a leadership program that I was enrolled in by Lewis Howes back in 2014. And that statement that I created was, I am a vulnerable, honest, romantic man. And these were at that time, all things that I felt like I was, but I wasn't actually embodying it. I wasn't necessarily being that in my life. And while I do believe that I'm being grateful and curious and brave every single day, there's still an element that's missing where I'm not fully committed to even the 12 dimensions of life that I've defined myself. So this is me calling myself up with the gentle and sometimes not so gentle encouragement of Danielle, who says, man, I see this person and I hear you say out loud and I watch you create all of these amazing things. And she's seeing all of this stuff around me just level up. And yet there's still an element of me that holds back a little bit. And that was what our last conversation was about, was really like, why is that? Like, let's dig deep on that. Why? And I think I'll answer that as I continue on in this recording here. And as I go through these 12 dimensions and I express with complete honesty where I'm at personally in these 12 dimensions. So that is the part I wanted to say about Danielle, because I just wanted to give all of you a little bit of context as to how she has contributed to my life in the last 8 months. I'll say it straight up. I resisted the idea of Danielle actually being a coach or a mentor or a guide for me up until, it's varying, right? Like I feel like I surrendered to it months ago, but honestly, there's still pieces of that. And she was picking up on it even too. This idea of my ego just still there. It's still there. This idea that while I'm a little older, I've got more experience in the digital marketing space, all of these things that I've attached to that I thought maybe didn't give me the permission to totally surrender to the idea of like, you know what? Danielle is here to guide me. Like, she's here to push me to be that greatest version, to have it all. So just let it go, Trevor. Like, drop the frickin' ego, man. I just want to say that out loud because that's the truth. That's where I'm at right now. And I already spoke about the 12 dimensions of life and kind of how it came to fruition and the people and the programs and stuff that kind of influenced the direction of it. So what are these 12 dimensions? Well, first of all, I'm going to show you this. So this journal right here was also another piece of what Danielle surprised us with as we headed into our Extremely Conscious Retreat weekend, Mike and I. And it was something that neither one of us expected. Like, Danielle just said, hey, can you meet me at the mall as you guys are heading out to the chalet? Because I got something for you. And she ended up dropping off these journals, one for every single guy that was there. And inside of them, you can see here, in fact, yeah, I'll just leave the sticky notes on there. There's nothing to keep secret on that, but you can see I've started to fill out my journal, and on each one of these pages are the different 12 dimensions. Well, with spaces to be able to do some writing, but you can see there's another one, right? Health and nutrition. First one was self-care. In fact, let me just read these out to you right now, because there's also a take with you mobile version. If you can't take the whole journal with you, we got a single piece of paper right here that has the 12 Dimensions of Life on it, right there, with a whole bunch of reflection prompt questions. Such an incredibly valuable tool to embody that higher self that already exists inside, that is made up of many, many things, but ultimately gets us to where all of us, I believe, are striving and aspiring to be, which is really the middle part of this whole circle, for lack of a better term, that I've created on here. The whole idea of self-actualization, consciousness, enlightenment, gratefulness, awareness, intuition, oneness, presence, creativity, curiosity, beauty, and love. These words are ones that had different meaning to me 6 to 8 months ago. But as I've been on my own journey of trying to figure out, like, what the hell is this life all about? What am I trying to do here? Who am I trying to be? What kind of impact am I trying to create? What kind of legacy do I want to leave? Those words mean a lot. Those words are the embodiment of exactly that. And then all of these spokes, these circles that extend out from it, are what I've defined as these 12 dimensions of life. And I'll read out what they are right now. Self-care, fitness or exercise, health and nutrition, community and social, parenting or bonus parenting we have on here as a reference, because maybe you're not a parent, but hey, you're probably a father figure or a mother figure to somebody in your life, whether it's a younger sibling, whether it's somebody else's kids, whether it's just a global consciousness of knowing that it takes a village to raise a child. Every single person and how they show up every day is actually impacting children around the world and the actions that we take or don't take. Relationships. So partner relationships, whether you're married or you're just in a dating relationship or whatever the case might be, even relationships with extended family. Finances, business alignments, and impact and influence. So you can see that there's kind of some themes to these as well, hence why they're grouped in these different sections here. And then lastly is intellect and character and mindfulness. And these reflection questions, I'll just give you a sample of what this is. So what we do is we would reflect on all of these things using these types of questions, right? So how would you rate yourself? 0 to 10. It's not happening. It's not good. Or I'm crushing it. It's never better. I'm expanding every single day. You know, what's working for you? What's not working for you? What do you need to change? What do you hear in your mental mind that's misaligned? What's going to support you with imperfect action to move towards that? And then what would your higher self be saying to you right now about the expansion that you're seeking and how you are currently showing up? And that's kind of the summary of it. So these are the 12 dimensions, and I believe that these are things that every single person that's listening to this or watching this can relate to, because we all have this in our lives. We all have this in our physical reality, in our 3D reality, in our human form. They are all things that we pay attention to or don't. And that's the whole point, because when one of these gets sacrificed for another, we actually lose the ability to be truly self-actualized, to truly ascend into that fourth and fifth dimension and be the person that is really creating impact, not only on the world, but all the concentric circles back to yourself, which obviously it starts with yourself and then expands out from there. Just to be clear, this is why we're having this conversation. But here's the truth. So I got this journal from Danielle, just like all the other guys, as we exited the retreat a few weeks ago on the Sunday. And then we had a group call with a handful of the guys, because not all of them could make it. We're lining up another one just to get everybody connected and talk about, like, how are we going to continue to support each other, stay connected, ongoing. And I asked the question, how many of you have dove into the journal so far? And half of them had gone about 2 or 3 questions deep, right? 2 or 3 of the dimensions deep, answering all the questions. And I actually avoided the question because I hadn't started. And it wasn't until a couple of days ago when Danielle called me up about that, without really even knowing whether or not I was actually doing it, her intuition was just telling her that how I was showing up, even though I was seeing all kinds of massive growth and things happening around me that just were just a byproduct of that. Like, things are just moving at lightning speed and effortlessly. Like, it's incredible what happens when you actually start to lean into this. But she knew that I was still holding back. She knew it. And that was where my ego started kicking in. I was like, what do you mean you're questioning me on this? You're not standing over my shoulder. Do I got to check in with you every second day whenever I write something in my journal? But then I had to, and by the way, that was just going on in my head. I didn't actually say that out loud to her because I knew, like, oh man, that's my ego speaking. And the truth of it is she's right. Damn it. She's right. I've been saying out loud all these things, but I haven't truly been embodying all these things, meaning slowing down, reflecting, journaling, writing out all of the areas, answering those questions. Where am I as it relates to each one of these things in my life? And then allowing that to be my guide, allowing that to be my motivation to keep moving forward and to just be honest with myself. Like, am I crushing it on my fitness goals right now? No, I'm not. I'll be honest. And I'm going to go through each one of these actually and just explain where I'm at, just so that I can be transparent, because that's what the point of me starting this podcast is, right? I'm being brave and saying out loud, hey, you know what? I'm crushing it pretty good in this area, but yeah, I'm like a 2 over here. So here we go. I'm going to just go through these, and I don't want to make this too long, so I'll go through them fairly quickly, but self-care. So when I say self-care, I'm referring to, do I take the time to take care of myself in those moments of opportunity to just like, to just love myself, right? Stepping out into nature, picking up that guitar back there and playing it because I love it. Like, I love music and I love the way that I feel on those nights on a weekend when I just sit there and get in the zone and listen to Dave Matthews for like 4 hours straight. And then realize it's 1 a.m. and go, oh shit, I better go to bed because my kids are going to be up in 5 hours. But that kind of thing, right? Even down to the granular pieces of self-care in the morning. Do I brush my teeth every single day? Am I flossing? Am I putting on eye cream that my wife gave me because she knows that I'm 46 and I'm not going to look 46 forever. So I may as well start now, right? All of that kind of stuff. And the truth is if I was to give myself a ranking number, in fact, I did write this down. Let me not even guess on this because I just wrote this as I was on the plane yesterday. I gave myself a 6, and I think that's fairly accurate. I think maybe a 5 or a 6, which means that there's a lot of room for improvement. It doesn't mean that I'm massively failing on it, but there are areas where I can be better. I can be better. And you can see in the book here, I wrote, I think 3 to 4 pages. Yeah, 3 pages worth under the self-care one. And now we're on to the next part, which I have not yet filled out, but I will be doing over this next couple of days before the end of the week. I will have all of this first round of reflections completed, and then I will come back to this every single quarter or more. And by the way, I will record an update on the 12 dimensions of life. Where am I at with all of this as it relates to the last one? So I'm going to give myself a... In fact, I'm just going to write these down so that I don't forget, because that is going to be my grounding piece. So let me put it, you know what? I'm just going to drop it into this journal, which is a pretty cool one, which if you do come to the Extremely Conscious Retreat, you will learn all about that one. But I can't show you right now because it's a secret. Okay, so self-care. I was a 6. And on the fitness side of things, you know what? I'm going to give myself a 6 on that as well, because I was actually looking in the mirror the other day and thinking, man, have I ever slimmed down? I took photos of myself 3 months ago when I started a fitness and nutrition challenge, and I've come a long, long ways. Like, I can actually see my abs again, and I feel like my shoulders are getting stronger, and I don't have that little extra bit over top of the belt anymore. And my wife's even saying, like, man, you're looking good. You're looking slim right now. Now, I don't feel strong though, and I'm not consistent with everything. You know, Mike and I went for a trail run the other day and then decided we're going to do that before we do the cold plunge every week as well. So, you know, I'm going in the right direction there, but I still have room for improvement. Health and nutrition. I would say I'm a 6 on that as well. These are all definitely areas that I've been consciously making progress towards that I certainly have not created habits around or been perfect, but you know, I eat pretty good and I don't snack a whole ton. My one Achilles heel is cookies, if I'm being perfectly honest. I love cookies. And I got 2 boys that are 4 and 5, so there's always cookies in this house. And that's just the truth. I like my cookies, so I got to get rid of the damn cookies. But as far as the meals go, like my wife and I have set ourselves up to win on that. You know, we order chef's plates that comes in a couple of times a week, and then we cook those meals. And it's healthy food. Like, we make sure that we choose the healthy options. And my wife's an amazing cook. She cooks us meals in between those times too. And then dad, this guy right here, usually jumps in with some burgers or steaks on a Friday or Saturday night, which isn't bad either, because we always have it with, you know, healthy salads and stuff. We're not loading up on the carbs and all that. So yeah, doing pretty good there, but I know I can be doing better. There's still some things that I can remove from my diet. Okay, next one is community and social. So community-wise, you know what? I'm going to give myself a 4. So here's another piece of this is that my intuition knows the number. My gut knows the number right off the bat. And then I start negotiating with myself. I just caught myself right there. Am I actually building true, authentic connection and community? And the answer is not really. And what I mean by this is that Danielle and I have created a community inside of our Mighty Networks platform, for example, where we've had a number of people come in for the video series and then ascend into a community that we call the High Vibe Tribe. And I haven't been attentive enough in that group. And this is the most important thing to me. So what am I doing? So there's me calling myself up again. Like, I'm a 4 right now. And not just in a private community, but also even in my extended network. I think about my LinkedIn network and people in my Facebook network and all the other social networks. And then lastly, of course, is just my extended network in the real world here, right? So I just went to a networking event in Edmonton last night where I spoke on stage for a bit as well. And I felt that kind of inner tension, that anxiety that comes from meeting strangers. And while I'm not afraid to go to a networking event, I don't consider myself an extrovert, but I'm certainly not an introvert. But I still felt that. I still felt that, like, whatever that feeling is. And that can be improved because, of course, I belong in that room. Of course, people want to meet me. Of course, I'm interested in meeting them and learning about them too. So what's stopping me? So that's something that I'm going to lean into a lot more. The 5th one, parenting. So on the parenting side, I'm going to give myself a 7 on that one because especially with the summer months here, it's very easy to just end the day and be done and be outside with the kids and hanging out with them and getting the water hose going and just creating that fun environment where I'm present with my kids and my family. And I give myself a 7 though, because I always feel like there's room for improvement. There's room for improvement, not only when I'm with them to be more present, but just quite frankly, to make more time. So I've consciously had an intention and a behavior and habits that have been created to spend more time with my kids in particular, but there's room for improvement there. And if I go beyond just my immediate family and I think extended family, you know, I text with my sisters and my parents and stuff, but we really should be on more calls and actually talking as well. So I'm going to give myself a 7 there. And on the side of relationships, so specifically relating to my wife, right? So if I wanted to define this for you, think about your partner, your husband, your wife, that type of thing. Not necessarily relationships with extended family, that type of thing. Because I would bucket that more under the family side of things or the parent. Sorry. I'm talking parenting. Now we're talking relationships. So yes, immediate circle of your partner or your wife or your husband, and then beyond that as well. But if we focus mostly on me and my wife, so we have committed to weekly date nights for the last, 2.5 to 3 months. And there's only been one or two weekends where we haven't actually done that. And it's because of circumstances. Like we went to Vancouver. Actually, we made a point to still go out on date night that night. We just dropped the kids off with a friend. But I believe last weekend we ended up skipping it for some reason. And I think mostly it was just because it was so beautiful out. Finally, we were just like, do you want to just stay home and barbecue with the family and the kids? And we were like, yes, let's do that. But we've done a really good job of making sure that that's a non-negotiable. Like we have date nights every single Friday. And then we also have non-negotiable quarterly retreats. And we're on our third one here coming up, where next weekend we are going to, what the heck's it called again? Silver Springs. I always go to Silver Springs and Silver Tip. Anyways, it's up by Vernon. And it's a spa. And anybody that's listening to this and knows what the heck I'm talking about, you'll know what I'm talking about. But amazing, amazing place. Like super expensive. But we ended up getting, through my wife's work, she got a bonus that was a gift card for that place. Sparkling Hill. That's what it's called. Sparkling Hill. So we're going to Sparkling Hill next weekend for two nights, which is going to be amazing. And as we head to Costa Rica, we're going to do the same thing. Like non-negotiable, man, these quarterly retreats that we do together, that's our time. That's our time to connect. That's our time to realign on our vision, on our values, on our goals, on our finances, everything. Same thing, 12 dimensions of life as a couple, not just as an individual. So that one, I'm going to give myself an 8. There's always room for improvement there too, but I think we're doing a really bang up job of staying consistent with that. Finances. On the finances side, I'm going to give myself a 7, just because that's the first number that came to mind. And the reason I give myself a 7 is because, you know, I've spoken about this before, but when I quit working with the company that I sold my business to and then became one of the executives on the team, when I pulled away from that role back in October, there was certainly an element of like, oh damn, like our cash flow, our monthly cash flow just took a big hit. Are we going to replace that? You know, can we increase it? Is it going to be less? Like there were so many questions and unknowns. And I did default at that time to trying to fill up my plate. It's like, oh man, I better go get a couple clients. Like within a couple of weeks, I did that. And then I caught myself and I scaled back again. And I sat with that unknown and that uncomfortableness so that I could really dig deep and create this, quite honestly. That's where this came from, was during that time to go deep on all of these things again, to reflect. And since then, though, we have far exceeded where my wife and I, where we collectively were for income for our household. We've doubled it since that time and completely reinvented the way that we actually generate money. And the other side of this too is that we have investments and we have made decisions over the years that are now setting us up to win right now, like in property, the house that we live in right now, and in me building and growing a business to almost 7 figures, to then exiting, to then having an almost 7-figure cash, because it was a 7-figure exit, but it wasn't 7 figures I put into my pocket when I first sold. But when we do have this exit event, this liquidity event, it's going to be a nice payday for us and it will set us up to buy something with cash, ideally in Costa Rica or wherever we decide to land, right? So finances, I feel good, but I give myself a 7 because there's still a piece of me that tells myself, and I correct myself really quickly, but it tells myself that the shoe may drop anytime. Right. And I just say that out loud because I could very easily fake it and say, no, like my mindset is like on point and I know that I'm just ascending and I'm a magnet for wealth and abundance, but I'm still working through some of that stuff. I am. That's the truth. Even though the finances are good right now, like everything's good, there's so much more that we could be doing. And there's so much more work that I could be doing around the worthiness of having that wealth, that limitless abundance. And that's all it is. It's an internal thing. It's not even an external thing. The external part is easy. Like I've put in my 15 years to get to this place where I know that what I do is of massive value to people, that I can bring a ton of value to them, that I can create wealth and abundance for them. So naturally it creates abundance for me. So there's part of me that gets to go deeper on that. And I will reflect on it in my journal. And again, that's the whole point of the journal, is when I say, what's going on there? Like, what's happening there? Is I get to write it out and go deep on it and keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. So the next one is business alignments. And this one, I'm going to give myself an 8. I was going to say 9, but I'm going to give myself an 8 because I still feel like there's a few things that I have that I'm holding on to that are no longer serving me. And I'll give you a great example on this. So my personal website, for example, has been something that I've spent a lot of time and not a lot of money, because I have a great internal team that does design and development for me. So it's quite inexpensive for me to redo a website, but the branding and the messaging and my story and the videos of me being interviewed on podcasts and the social proof and the entrepreneur articles and the Forbes articles and all that kind of stuff, it's not me anymore, man. It's just not. None of it. The photos that are on there are old. The tagline that's up at the top where it says, I serve awesome leaders and their teams to create scalable growth, or whatever the heck it says, that's not what I do. That's not what I do. I can do that and I have done that, but it's not who I am anymore. Because what I do is I amplify the impact of committed conscious creators, the change makers of the world, the people that are here to create a more beautiful world, the one that I want to live in, the one that I want to leave for my kids. That is where my genius lies. That is the truth that I've owned over the last number of months. And it has nothing to do with strategy. As Danielle speaks about lots right now, less strategy, more soul. That's what I'm embodying. That's what I'm leaning into. And it's messy, man. Like, it's like letting an identity die. I'm the LinkedIn guy. No, I'm not. I haven't done LinkedIn shit for years. Like actual trainings, or even been involved in the day-to-days of running LinkedIn campaigns and all that kind of stuff. Now, LinkedIn's still a part of the toolkit of what I use to be able to build awareness and create community and connection. But it's just a tiny, tiny piece. But it's a focal point of all the old interviews that I've done. It's a focal point in my story. It's a focal point in me talking about growth and scalability. It's about lead generation. But again, that's not who I am. I'm about magnetizing your clients, your ideal clients to you, attracting them by being your authentic, true self. And stepping into that uncomfortableness of, ooh, geez, I can't say that. And going, yeah, you can. Of course you can. You know all those things you say you desire? Those dreams? That limitless possibility mindset that you have that says, imagine if I could have that. The way to it is authenticity and truth. I'm an example of it. And I'm still stepping further into it right now. But I'll give you a great example. The other day, I saw a post by a guy who was speaking about him and his wife's choice to end a pregnancy. And there was a lot of depth to it with regards to the explanation of why. But of course, this is a hot topic right now, Roe versus Wade. And I jumped in and I just said, hey, I commend you for your bravery to say this out loud. And just know you're not alone, brother. Like, I've been there before, too. And then it inspired me to actually write an article that I titled, This is My Abortion Story. And I wrote it from my perspective, not my wife's. I got her permission to talk about it because it involved both of us. She'll jump in when she's ready. But I wrote it and then I sent it to him. I said, hey, you inspired me to write this. And he got back to me right away. So did his wife. And they were just so grateful for me sharing my story, because then they didn't feel so alone. They felt like they could actually push through this incredible pain that they had, where somebody else just was brave enough to say out loud, yeah, been there. It sucks, man. Don't ever think it doesn't suck. Like, feel that pain. It doesn't go away either. And then I also shared the fact that we went through it 3 times. And that was one of the things that they expressed, like, oh my God, I don't know if I could even, you know, handle it 3 times. And yes, you can. That's what I thought too. And while I would never wish it on anybody, and I don't want to go through it again, I know that I will experience pain in the future. I will experience loss of identity, of family, of whatever it is. But I've equipped myself to be able to understand that it's not about wanting the rain to pass or the waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. I remember hearing that quote at first and being like, that is stupid. Like, no, this sucks and it hurts and it's not freaking fair. And I was pissed off at the world and I felt shameful because I thought I'm supposed to be a protector. I lost 2 kids. Why couldn't I have fixed that? Why couldn't I have been the strong one that made it better? But I had to surrender to the idea that it was meant to happen. As much as it hurt, my pain has now turned into my purpose, which is to help elevate the voices of people that are here to be a part of that positive change, one that leads with love, one that is inclusive in all ways, that doesn't, what's the term? Oh, I forget the phrase already. Virtue signal, that doesn't, you know, show up with this ideal of inclusion, but then actually acts the opposite way with their actions, or wants to be a voice, says something, but then as they get called up to join the conversation, feels offended or attacked. That to me is not, it's not embodying that. If we want to be the change that we wish to see in the world, we need to be the change. And I get to lead from the front. I don't get to tell you what to do. I get to tell me what to do and then go and be it. That was a long answer to business alignment. And I don't even know if I addressed it, but the business alignments, you know, what are my businesses? Well, the source that I'm doing with Danielle, that's a business, but it's also a completely aligned way of being. It is a container, a community, a collective. It is the place where I get to surround myself with the people that I want to spend more time with, those change makers, so that I can bring my gifts to them, so that I can have them bring their gifts to me because I know they'll elevate me. That is in alignment. I feel that at my core. So is the Extremely Conscious Retreat that Mike and I have created. Like back in December when I was thinking about creating a documentary, because that was the truth, is back then I was like, maybe I should create a documentary. Where would I start? How do I get funding? What's the storyline? Do I need a script? Do I have to get investors? Those are the questions that were coming to my mind. And then eventually I had to surrender and go, nope, you know what? Why don't you just go live your life and let the story of your life be the script, the manuscript for the documentary? And then that's what led to, you know, being authentic in the way that I'm sharing this right now. That's what led to the cold plunge truth and hopping in the river and doing hard shit. That's what led to creating the retreat and surrounding myself with men, other men, knowing that it's not just me raising my kids, though every one of those men that came to our retreat are as well. Every man in this world is raising my kids, as well as women, as well as non-gender identifying or not. Sorry, I'm still trying to get my language down. I did post something recently about this stuff. Non-binary, gender identity. Yeah, anyways, you can see I'm still growing, man. I'm trying to figure this stuff out. I'm not perfect. I'm doing my best here. But it's important to me, and I am completely aligned with my businesses. And then impact and influence. Yes, I would say I'm feeling that one, but I feel like I want to create more impact and more influence. And I'm going to give myself a 7 on that. And I'm actually going to go deep on this on the reflection side, because what part of me believes that I'm not actually creating impact and influence? Is it the feedback loop that I receive, or the lack thereof, because I just told a story of somebody reaching out directly to me because of a post that I put up that he inspired me to create. And then he expressed interest in the retreat. Like, the impact is there. It's right in front of me saying, like, Trevor, you're being it. You're creating it. All of it. So what part of me still wants the validation? What part of me still says, I want my videos to have more likes? What part of me is saying, I want my videos to have more views? I want to have more invites onto podcasts. I want to be on more stages. I want whatever. I want to be asked to create my own show. I want to be handed money to say, please go create the documentary about your life because it's so inspiring. There's a part of me that still doesn't believe that I'm worthy for that, or that I'm there yet. So I'm a 7 on that one. And I'm going to go deeper on it. I'm going to reflect on it. I'm not going to push my way into it of like, how do I create more impact and influence? Because I've done that in the past. Here's another truth, actually. I'm just going to let this kind of roll. But I have numerous articles posted on Entrepreneur because I wrote for Entrepreneur back in like 2014. I wrote like 8 or 10 articles. And that was incredible. Like, to be invited, to be a guest contributor. I didn't get paid for it. I didn't have to pay for it. It was just a straight up, I will contribute my expertise and it will help me and it will help others. I've done that. Now, there are also articles, though, on Entrepreneur and on Forbes and on Time Money and on Business Insider that I did pay for, that I paid essentially a PR company to help me get placed. Now, they were still authentically me. They were still my story. They were still, you know, what I wanted to put out into the world, but I paid for it because I believed it's what I needed to have the credibility to have somebody go, ooh, oh, you got published in Forbes. But as with all things, marketers ruin everything. And before you know it, everybody's paying to be an Entrepreneur in Forbes. It's just like the main media, the mass media right now, the mainstream media. You know, eventually you keep seeing things where you're like, that doesn't sound like the truth. And then you go and do your research and you're like, that was a straight up lie. That was a manipulation. And then you start losing trust for those things. It's no different than when you pay for attention. If you pay for attention, even with advertising, don't get me wrong here. Like, even with advertising, I'm not saying advertising's bad, because it's good to get yourself in front of people. But if you're using advertising as your means to create impact and influence, and it isn't actually because you are impactful or you are positively influencing people's lives, but rather you're using maybe even manipulating tactics, or you're paying for that influence, it's not true, authentic self-influence and impact. I want to create impact and influence because of who I am. My energy, my vibe, my aura. I want people to hear me speak and go, I don't know what it is about that guy, but I like what he's saying. And he's telling me to go get this Higher Self video series. And that sounds a little out there. I don't know about that. Or that shit scares me. I don't even want to go down that path. I'm not opening that door. I want people to take that leap because they feel my authenticity. They feel the connection of me genuinely wanting to amplify that person's impact, to allow them to be alongside me as I change the world. This isn't a me leading from the front, go follow me, I'll show you the way. Here I am at the top of the mountain. This is, hey, let's go. Let's go change the world. Let's do it together. And I want you to jump ahead at times when I'm scared. And show me that, like, oh man, you can do this. And then there'll be times where I'll go lead from the front. But no matter what, we're all holding hands as we jump off the cliff. That's true impact and influence. And that's why I'm going to give myself a 7, because I'm still telling myself a story that I'm not creating that impact and influence when I'm getting affirmations all the time that are the opposite of that feeling. Those 3 points where I feel like I'm neglecting. Number 10 is intellect. And quite honestly, I might actually remove this one. I'm not sure, but intellect I borrowed from the Mind Valley Life book. It was one of the categories where I thought, yeah, intellect, okay. Because I think I can wrap intellect around, you know, consuming podcasts and consuming information and deciphering, like, what is truth and what is illusion. So as I say that out loud, I think I actually can align with intellect. And I would say that I'm an 8 on that too, because it's the pursuit of truth. It's the constant leveling up of one's knowledge. It's reading more. It's looking into philosophy and higher wisdom. And I am definitely a seeker of higher wisdom. And I consume a lot of higher wisdom. And I go deep. I'm not looking at one particular thing and saying, there's the truth, like the vaccine conversation. If you get your vaccine, you're a good person. If you don't, you are a bad person. Like, that's just crazy talk. Neither one of those statements are true. So the idea of being intellectually smart to understand truth from illusion, I'm an 8. I feel like I'm on the right track there, and I'm committed to continuing to grow in that area. So I'm going to give myself an 8. Okay, next one, character. So when I say character, it comes back to that quote by, I think it's John Wooden, the old basketball coach, and I'll probably butcher this, but reputation is what people think of you, and character is who you actually are. And I'm going to give myself an 8 on this too, because I believe that the choices that I make on a daily basis, when nobody's looking, with the health and the fitness and the showing up with a commitment to higher wisdom and the daily actions that I'm taking to better myself and to be an example for my kids and to make date night non-negotiable and all that kind of stuff, I feel good. But, you know, there's a couple areas in my life where I would say that my character is not exactly where I want it to be. You know, I still enjoy a good drink. I like a good whiskey. I really do. And while it's not an excessive drinking issue, it's still a, do I even need it? Do I need it at all? You know, I've consumed information about courses and programs to like stop drinking. And then you start seeing it all over your feed of like, I stopped drinking 1,000 days ago and I've never felt better and all that kind of stuff. And I usually just go, oh, that's interesting. Maybe one day. Nah, not right now though. It's Friday. I'm going to have a couple of drinks, sunshine, and I'm going to go sit out, have that ice cold beer. So I'm certainly not a 10. I'm going to give myself an 8 on that one. And then lastly is mindfulness. And this one I'm going to give myself, oh God. So the first number that came to mind was a 4. And then I thought to myself, you can't say 4 out loud. And are you really a 4? Well, you know, you've been, you know, you're journaling kinda. I'm going to post something here soon about the fact that I've got Brendon Burchard's journal. I got gratitude, one line a day. I got the Daily Stoic journal. What else do I got for you? I got another high performance planner. I got another high performance planner. I got this one. And then of course I have the journal that Danielle gave us that is aligned with the 12 dimensions of life that I'm talking about right now. So am I being mindful with my journaling and my meditation and my breath work and all of that kind of stuff? No, I'm not. And I give myself a 4 because I realize that some of these things, I may even be a little high on my numbers, but that one, I got to tell the truth. I have defaulted to old Trevor, hybrid old Trevor, I'll call it, because old Trevor would just go straight into strategy and completely disregard soul. Hybrid Trevor is 60% strategy, 40% soul. And that's the part that I'm missing. that's the part that you're going to start to see me shift here. And that's why I'm saying transparently right now that I'm a four. Because there's room for growth there. And I want to give myself lots of room for growth. And I want to be able to create a measuring stick as to what does that actually mean. And to me, what it means is non-negotiable time for reflection and meditation and journaling and breath and presence and just being. Because I can still find myself in the middle of the day going, geez, that's a big, long task list. And you know what? I could hammer that one out right now, or I can take 30 minutes and just sit in silence and decide which 10 things on my to-do list I should just get rid of because they don't align anymore. Guess which one would create more impact in my life? I know you know it. Because you're listening to me and I'm just having it hit me as I'm recording a podcast. So isn't that fun, huh? So those are the 12 dimensions of life. And that is where I'm currently at. And like I say, I'm going to document this. I'm going to put it right into the post. And then every quarter, I'm going to commit to coming back here and giving an update on where I am in the 12 dimensions of life. And I just want to say this too. So how do I get to that place? How do I take these numbers that I've written down in this book right here? You can see it right there. How do I get these numbers to all go up, to continue going up? And I wrote down all these things so that I could say them in the exact order that I wanted to. And again, remember, this is with the desire to have it all. To have it all, knowing full well that I already do. I just need to surrender to the idea that you already got it all, man. What are you trying to go and get right now? But I'm a human, so I'm going to continue to evolve. I will. So number one, I get to believe that I am enough and that I am creating the impact and influence that I'm destined to create. And I just get to keep going. And that I am committing the time to make my relationship with my wife a priority. Number one, our relationship. Like me taking care of me is obviously number one, but 1A is my relationship, because if me and my wife are good, our energy and the way that we show up is a direct reflection on our kids. So that means my parenting improves, gets better. My kids become better humans because of how they see us showing up. So I get to believe that I am enough. Two, I get to surrender to what is, which I commit to from this moment on, because what is what I just wrote down here. I'm a four on mindfulness. That is what is. Surrender to it. I could lie to you and say, I'm a nine. Oh yeah, I'm meditating every day. I'm not meditating every day, but I'm consciously aware enough to know that, like, oh, that's the missing piece. It's the most important one. Lean into that shit. I know it's uncomfortable. Shift, change, evolve, grow, Trevor. That's what I'm here to do. I get to create intentions that align with my higher self. So intention, one, I'm going to document my process and my progress, and I'm going to transparently share it with all of you once a quarter. And if you want to join in on the journey, I will invite you to do so. And I'll tell you about that in 1 second too. Number four, I get to align my behaviors to point me in the right direction. So that's everything. That's my day ends today at 5:00. I go upstairs. I have a quick bite to eat. I bring my kids to Taekwondo. I have an hour to work out. Am I going to make an excuse and say, yeah, but you know, I really should edit that episode of The Cold Plunge Truth because then I can get it. No, it's non-frickin' negotiable, man. I work out from 5:30 to 6:30 when the kids are not here, because it's hard to work out when your kids are around. You got to do it when you have the windows. So my behaviors need to go in that direction. And then I get to integrate these habits that create consistency in my daily routine, because those habits, when done over a time period, become ways of being. And that's what I'm ultimately going for here, is that I don't just drink water during the day because I want to create the behavior and I have a good intention. It's like, no, that's because that's who I am. That's what I do. Cause I know that it will serve me. Same as exercise, same as eating healthy, same as spending time and being present with my kids, same as believing that I'm already creating impact and continuing to lean into that and saying, yes, I am enough. And so are you. Let's go. Let's elevate together. We're here to change the world. We're here to be the example. And then I get to practice this every single day. No excuses, no exceptions, daily imperfect action. That's the other part of it too, is I get to be forgiving and understanding of myself, knowing that I'm going to have a cookie every once in a while. Just tell them the truth. I love cookies. What are you going to do? It's imperfect. But I'm moving. I'm moving. And that's what you need to do too, if you're listening to this. Be understanding, be forgiving, be empathetic, but then make a different choice the next time. And how does this all manifest, and what's some of the drivers behind it and the inspiration? There's an exercise that we had the guys at our retreat do, and what I did in another program, and what I've heard many, many people suggest that we do, which is to envision your perfect day. So what does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it smell like? Who's with you? What are you doing? What are you not doing? And write it down. Go deep on it. Feel it. Smell it. Smell the ocean breeze. Feel the water on your skin if you're in the water and surfing. Like, these are pieces of my perfect day. Feel that sun on your skin. Feel, listen to your kids laughing and playing and splashing. Feel the joy and the bliss when you're working with somebody and they convey to you that you've changed their life. Like that comment that I got the other day from Tyler, saying that he was so filled full of gratitude for the fact that all I did was show up and share my story. Like, I had tears in my eyes when I saw that comment, because I thought to myself, this is it. This is why I'm here. This is what I'm here to feel. So feel it. Stop pushing it away and going, yeah, yeah, no problem. Like, and I'm exaggerating, but like, yeah, no, of course, man. Yeah. Anything I can do to help you, I'm here to help level you up. Like, I am, of course, but no, man, I'm here to feel that feeling. And how do I feel that feeling? I feel it by being vulnerable. I feel it by being honest. I feel it by speaking the truth, knowing that when I do, some people won't align with me. Some people will straight up resist me and not like what I have to say, but others will completely feel the vibration of what I'm bringing into the space, and they will feel not alone. They will feel enough. They will feel strength from the pain that we share. There's not a greater feeling in the world, I'll be honest. I thought that there was. I thought there was greater highs, like winning the Stanley Cup as a young hockey player growing up in Canada. I thought, oh, that's the ultimate high. Like, you can't get any greater than that. But no, man, this is greater than that. That feeling is greater than winning the Stanley Cup. I'm saying that out loud right now. It really is. So it's just a reminder of myself. Who do I get to become? What do I get to be? Be grateful, be curious, be brave, speak the truth. This is me saying that out loud. So that is the 12 dimensions of life. And the last thing that I want to mention to you is that, so when I said, you know, no excuses, no exceptions, I get to practice every day, daily imperfect action, part of this is to really step into the idea that your belief system can use an upgrade, that there is higher wisdom that you've never heard before, which you will resist because you'll say, wait a second, that is counterintuitive to what I believe to be true. Human nature is not that. This is the opposite. All of that stuff, That is a first step on all of this. And of course, we have the Higher Self video series to support you on that. But beyond that too, there's another thing that I want to tell you about, which is the Reclaim experience. So it's actually a workshop and an experience. And I believe it's over 3 months. I'll be able to send you more information on this. But this is essentially what I've been doing in pieces and what I'm saying in recording this that I'm committed to. And Danielle is launching that again here in the first week of July, within the first like 10, 11 days. And I'm going to be leaning into this with everything that I have. And this is the start of it. This is a piece of it, is to tell the truth, show up with authenticity and truth. And you can join in on this as well. And the reason why I say that I believe that this is a great step for anybody that's watching this, that may be feeling my energy and going, oh damn, like I don't know what it is, but I want to feel and talk this way or create that kind of impact and influence. What's the first step? I want to suggest that this be the first step and that you do this with me. Because quite frankly, it is tapping into that higher self. It is becoming one with yourself. It is becoming mindful and creating a daily practice and having a community and getting reflection opportunities and reflection back to you as you share what's coming up for you. And then, of course, there's lots of other ways that we can support you going forward, but this is a great next step. So I'm going to link up those two things, the Higher Self video series and the Reclaim experience, because whichever track you go down, in fact, I'd suggest you do both, they are each going to allow you to, wrong journal, this one, allow you to go down this journey of leveling up those 12 dimensions of life. Now, of course, the 12 dimensions of life is something that we do inside of our Source Collective. But that's not to say that you can't be working towards this before you decide that you are ready to be a part of the Source Collective. And if you're interested in knowing what that's all about, then just reach out to me. I'm here. And I'm telling you right now that if you've made it this far, I know that you're one of my people. And I know that I'm here to serve you and that you are here to be of service to me. That was the thing that I was seeking back in November of 2021, was to find my tribe, to seek out my tribe, to contribute to my tribe, to have the people that I'm surrounding myself with be so exceptional that I can't help but elevate. So if you're here right now watching this, I know that you are one of those people. And I want to invite you into one of these places to be on this journey with me. Because the feeling, as you can see, it's created this energy inside of me as this podcast has gone on. And I didn't plan this one. It's just kind of coming out of me. Exactly how it's supposed to be. It's perfect. So that's it. I appreciate you. We'll see you another time. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Trevor Turnbull Show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please consider subscribing on my YouTube channel as well as on your favorite podcast platform. So until next time, remember, today is a beautiful day of opportunity. Trust that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. So be grateful, be curious, and be brave.